Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we'll play a little Cheers 2. Try to give away a $50 gift certificate for the Funky Buddha Brewery. Funky Buddha had their six-year anniversary party this past weekend.
I heard it was off the chain.
Yeah, Barney was telling us that that place was packed.
And we when we got back, we had some gifts.
Oh,
from
that's
Funky
right.
Buddha. Yes. El Camino Haze IPA, 7.3 ABV. It's delicious. I've had it before. And the Dread Pirate and the Tart Shake Ale with natural flavors. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Who's on line three, Solana? That's a...
Listen to this.
No name came up there.
Yeah, I'm filling them out right now.
Who's on six?
A hazy sour.
Filling them out right now.
All right.
Hazy sour IPA with passion fruit, vanilla, and lactose.
Oh. Lactose?
Says it on the thing.
What? You made it sound like it was a selling point, though. Like, ooh, it's got some lactose.
Black currants. It's going to be good.
All right. So
man,
we
they made my night. I'm going to drink all these.
We go around the room here. We tell you who we're giving cheers to, and then we'll go to the phones, and we'll take the cheers to from all the callers, and then we will actually vote on who we think is most deserving for the winner. Cheers to, and again, $50 to the winner at Funky Buddha Brewery, which is located on Dixie between Oakland Park and Commercial. Great place. Get the yucca tots.
And the wings.
I am giving cheers to cheese. Wow, lots of sound there. There's clanking and... And pouring. I like it, Solana. You be you, man.
Wow. Beer pouring orgy.
That is, everything's going on. Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
Today is National Cheese Day. So I give cheers to cheese because cheese makes everything better.
It does.
And I've made my own personal Mount Rushmore of cheese. Here
Pipes?
We go. Yeah.
Okay.
Swiss. Cheddar, Parmesan, and cottage. So there you go.
Ruined the list with four.
My four best cheeses.
Throw that brie in front of cottage, can't we?
I like brie cheese. I like blue cheese. I like nacho cheese. It was very difficult, but...
No pepper jack?
No. Oh, I do not like pepper jack, no. I don't like pepper, period. I don't put pepper in anything, on anything.
There's a lot of weird stuff about him, Solana. You'll figure out, man.
Swiss,
weird.
Cheddar, Parmesan, and cottage.
See, cottage ruins the list.
Who are you giving cheers to on today's Cheers to, Crowder?
My cheers to is to Brian Flores with the Rashad Jones situation. And this is a life lesson to people. Just listen. It's a situation happened down here with a media member. I'm not calling names, but just listen. Leave your damn family business in the family. Don't come out and make it all public when you're doing something that's in your family. Rashad Jones missed OTAs. Everybody knows it. Everybody wants to talk about it. Brian Flores gets the floor this morning to talk about it when Rashad shows up for mandatory, not voluntary work. He shows up. Brian Flores could have done the dumb thing like Joe Philbin did when he wouldn't call Tannehill the starter and make a whole hubbub out of it. Smart coaches do what Brian Flores was brought up doing, like in New England. Downplay everything off the field. Downplay every situation because it's not helping us win, it's helping us lose. How Brian Flores dealt with Rashad Jones today and how I believe Rashad Jones is going to deal with it on the back end when he gets asked the same question, it is going to kill this entire narrative that Rashad Jones is a cancer, he doesn't want to help the team,
but you think
a teammate.
But you got to acknowledge, they're probably trying to trade him, right?
Oh, no, they will trade him and they'll move him, but it's smart to even act like nothing's wrong while trying to trade him, because then if Brian Flores comes out and says, oh, we'll see what Rashad can
do. You lessen his value.
Now you know that the team knows that y'all aren't on the same page. It is a professional way to do things, a grown man way to do things, and that's what Brian Flores saw out of New England. If you're going to get tired of hearing this is the way New England does it, you probably don't need to talk about Brian Flores, because that's what he is. He is a direct, descendant of Bill Belichick, and that's how he's going to do it. When I woke up this morning, first story with Joe and Zach, I was hearing them. They talked about how Brian Flores and Rashad are dealing with this, and that's my cheers, too, because there's no reason to put your family business out in the open. All it does is hurt you.
Alejandro Solana, who are you giving cheers to today?
I'm giving cheers to David Beckham and Jorge Mas.
They got a lot of good pub over the weekend.
A lot of great pub over the weekend. And they're being linked, according to Catalunya Radio in Barcelona, to potentially signing my boy, Uruguayan and Barcelona striker Luis Suarez. Now, he's still under contract with Barcelona for at least another year. There's also reports that Lionel Messi.
Yeah, this is the one that I looked at this morning, and I was
Messi?
Like, you have to be bleeping kidding
no,
me.
This,
but I mean, honestly, Lionel Messi, that's Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
He would be playing at Lockhart Stadium.
Stadium, baby. I mean, Fort Lottie.
Okay. All right.
The fact that they're being linked to these names, though, at least.
When you have David Beckham as one of your partners, you'll always get linked with whatever he decides. Like, he can call Lionel Messi anytime he wants. Same is true, honestly, with Derek Jeter in the Marlins. He's got to go through the parameters of being in MLB. But when you have a superstar at the helm, you're always going to have the possibility, I guess.
But one of the sales was when they were talking about Beckham being a part of it, was he could get old stars. Like Lionel Messi, I call him Lionel because I'm country.
Sure.
Lionel Messi, whatever y'all call him.
Yeah, Lionel Messi.
Is he Jordan?
Liam Neeson.
Is he Jordan of the Bulls or the Hornets?
He's still Jordan of the Bulls, right?
I mean, he's not Jordan of the Bulls 93, but he's Jordan of the Bulls 98.
I mean, he's not.
Wizards. Like, I'm saying if.
No.
Can we get some Wizard Michael Jordans here with the Beckham connections?
I mean, it's Jager with the Panthers, but it's before. It's like Lionel Messi's still, he's not an old guy.
No, he's still the best player in Barcelona, and they're still one of the top clubs in the world. You bring Luis Suarez and Lionel Messi here in two seasons,
and by the
they're
way,
automatically the favorite
you're
in
not.
The MLS.
I guess the Hawks point, why would Lionel Messi come here?
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, why not? They're going to make a bunch of money.
It's Lockhart Stadium. Lockhart Stadium.
Fort Lottie, baby.
Okay. All right. And we should also contact Van Halen about doing, a residency at the Courtyard by Marriott on Glades Road. Boca, baby.
Hey, you guys.
Boca, baby.
You guys want stars, right?
Boca, baby.
We're always talking about star power.
Stars. I want them. I just think it's ridiculous.
Fort Lottie, baby.
Okay. It's like, why wouldn't KD come to the Heat?
Right, and that's the Miami Arena or whatever it's called.
Triple A.
It's not Lockhart Stadium. I mean, you remember the what was the thing that they did?
Where the groundbreaking knocked out, ceremony?
It wasn't a groundbreaking, though. It was a demolition where they knocked down a dugout.
Knocked down a concession stand.
I mean,
stand.
Come on. All right, let's quickly go to the calls here and see who's going to win the $50 gift certificate for Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. DJ, you're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to, DJ?
Good afternoon, guys. With all this cheddar cheese talk and Messi, you guys got me shaking my head.
Well, what are you bringing to the table, DJ?
I want to give a cheers to I'm going to semi-agree with Crowder, Flores. I got to agree with Brian Flores. Yeah, he did the whole fishing thing. He's not really 100% on board, so he says, no, but not really. I'm not done with this program. Because, Gase and these other coaches they had, A lot of talk, and they didn't really get it done at the end of the day.
All right, I kind of know what you're saying, kind of don't know what you're saying. I felt like you were, I thought he was playing the middle there. I had talked about Brian Flores and the fishing. You had talked about the Rashad Jones, and I think DJ thought he went fishing for Rashad Jones. I don't know what happened there. Italian Pete, Italian Pete, you're on 560 WQAM.
Your four cheeses are horrible.
Stop it.
Mozzarella, provolone. Come on.
Parmigiana.
I think mozzarella got to be on there.
But I'm the Parmigiana.
Mozzarella.
Parmigiano Reggiano.
That was good.
You done?
Yeah.
My cheers goes to Devin Cajuste.
What?
What did Devin?
You know what I'm talking about, Crowder.
What did Devin Cajuste do? Anything that's worth mentioning, or just in general?
The guy's a free agent. Dolphins, come and gone.
There you go.
Him.
Come on. We got Devin Cajuste available as a tight end. Breakout star from Hard Knocks.
We have 11 tight ends.
And he's on Cameo. He's on that Cameo app. You can buy a birthday greeting from him for like $10. And that's what I want, by the way, for my 50th birthday. Henry, you're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to?
I want to give cheers to Eric Fileri.
Yes, Eric Fileri.
For being the brunt of the joke and still holding it down.
I tell you what Eric Fileri did for several years on this show is not an easy thing to do. He got hammered just about every day, and he did it with a smile, and it was all in good fun, and we miss him. So I'll agree with you, Henry, there. Cheers to Eric Fileri.
Does Henry know Fileri's gone?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I don't know. It doesn't really matter.
Thanks, Henry.
Colton, you're on 560 WQAM, Colton.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, listen, I give cheers to all the individuals in South Florida who do not suck ketchup out of a ketchup packet. I know Valero's out there somewhere in Wilton Manor sucking up all the ketchup packets.
Oh, what'd you say? So hold on. Can you say that? Did he say the F word?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, you said sucking on all. Yeah. Okay, I got you. I was just double checking. Had your back there, Solana. Just making sure there. Yeah, Valero, a well-known ketchup packet sucker. It's disgusting, and Colton is giving cheers to anyone that does not suck on a ketchup packet. It's a strong take. Rick, you're on 560 WQAM.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Rick?
Sully, how you doing, brother?
Sully.
Hey, Rick, you still got jokes, huh?
All right. But don't worry, Sully, I'm coming back with a strong one. My cheers goes to Shannon Crowder for being the 2008 Pro Football Focus highest-rated defensive player for the Miami Dolphins.
That is a good one, man. That is a good one. We had the facts last week. Pro Football Focus, the Miami edition, rated all the defensive players from the 2006 Dolphins on.
Yep.
And Crowder graded out the highest of any defensive player in 2008.
Wasn't that a playoff year?
So cheers to you. Okay, I believe that was.
I forgot.
Cyber, you're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to?
Got some weird cheers today, guys. You know I like to bust them up. Bust them up.
Bust them up.
That's it.
You got that one?
Yeah, that time he did.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if he said that's it or if he said the S word. Where are we as a society that has to be dumped? I hate this. All right. Who are we going to pick for the $50 Funky Buddha Brewery gift certificate? You've got DJ. He nominates Brian Flores. Italian Pete, Devin Cajuste. Henry nominates Eric Fileri. Colton, any non-ketchup, non-packet sucker. Rick nominates Crowder. And Cyber, we think he cursed, but I have a feeling he didn't, and I don't know. I'm voting for Italian Pete. Devin Cajuste has had my heart since Hard Knocks, and I will go down swinging for that fella. Who are you voting for?
I'm going to go with Henry.
Henry.
Give it love to Fileri.
Eric Fileri did very good work for
years
us.
Years and years. Yes. We might have ran him off
because
how much hair we gave him.
Yes.
But give him some love today. I'm going with him.
All right, so Solana, you are the deciding vote here. You can only vote for the two people that we voted for. In other words, this is a runoff election. So the only two candidates are Italian Pete with Devin Cajuste or Henry with Eric Fileri. Who are you voting for, Solana?
So I can't pick Rick and Davey.
Correct. No.
I'm going with Italian.
Italian Pete with Devin Cajuste. The Cajuste is loose.
Y'all understand he's not going to catch another ball in the NFL.
I disagree with you. That dude's waiting for a breakout season. That is a Kurt Warner story waiting to happen. There you go. Italian Pete, you get $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.